my sort of counting people at one of the entrances, at least 400 people came. So that was a pretty good turnout. And there were two musical guests. The first was Havana Syndrome. I don't have any songs of theirs, but I'm going to play a song that they covered. And listening to them play, they're youngish. I don't know, compared to me, most people are, but I don't know how old they are. Anybody's guess. Like they're older than 10, less than 50, somewhere in that area. But they play like Ramones tunes and stuff, and it reminded me of the days. You know, if you're feeling a little down, get yourself a guitar, an amplifier, and if it has built-in distortion, that's cool. Or you might need like a fuzz pedal or distortion pedal of some sort. And play yourself some Ramones, and you will be happy. Trust me. Trust me. But I'm going to play a song by The Undertones, because I hadn't heard it myself in a while. I said, oh, yeah, I like that tune. I'm going to play that. And I'm going to follow that up with a song by the other band who played there, The Meringues, featuring Ted Evans. I haven't name-dropped Ted for a while, and he's kind of vanished off the radar, but I had a chat with him, and the Meringues have been recording, and I believe he said they have like 26 songs, so maybe sometime in the not-too-distant future, we will have some new Meringues music. Oh, and this show had another interesting string-breaking thing. The bass player broke a string. I've only ever seen one other person do that, and that was the guy from the Bourne Ruffians. And then I saw on Instagram he did it again, which is really weird, because bass strings, they're indestructible. No one ever changes them anyways. And then they broke a snare, which is why when you see different bands play, they always switch out the snare for each drummer because people break them. But yeah, the Havana Syndrome came through and lent them a bass and a snare, and the show carried on. It was all good. So, here we have The Undertones with Get Over You. I'm going to follow that up with, what am I going to play? AI, Actually Incredible, by The Meringues. Here we go.
Get over you. It's incredible. Actually incredible. That you're gonna say none of my lies are believable. It's actually incredible.
Did you know about Canadian guidelines for standard alcoholic beverages? The standard drink contains 17.05 millimeters of pure alcohol. That's the equivalent of one 12-ounce bottle of 5% beer, one 12-ounce bottle of 5% cider, one 5-ounce glass of 12% wine, or 1.5-ounce shot of 40% liquor. Learn more about standard drinks and low-risk alcohol drinking guidelines at canada.ca.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by local artist Piner called Odelia, a powerful pop rock track rooted in folk storytelling that confronts gender inequality, inherited expectations, and the radical act of self-trust. The new single arrives at a moment when conversations around women and 2SLGBTQ+ rights, autonomy, and power feel both urgent and necessary. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Odelia by Piner on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to Salt Licht in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licht in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent, back here on Numbers with Wings, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. I remain in Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K703N6. So, yes, Nishan, I ran into her at the Room Factory yesterday afternoon. So before that, and before Piner, we had Undertones with Get Over You, and the Meringues with AI, bracket, actually incredible, close bracket. Okay, so that takes us to last night. Oh, tis a blur. Oh yeah, back to the Broom Factory as a... not actually volunteering at, just actually attending. I saw Clara Smallman, Pompey, Julia Finnegan, and Tanya, I think she pronounced it, Iyer. It was kind of funny for Julia, because she works there, so she was performing in her actual office, which is kind of a strange concept. But anyway, so I'm going to play a couple songs, one by Pompey called Social Anxiety. I was trying to find, he was very funny, a very, very funny man. Talking about, it's his fifth, in his little bio, it said it was his third debut album, and he corrected that and said it's actually his fifth debut album. I was looking for the song that, if you find, what's her name? Kelsey from Good Fortune. Her Instagram post. He does this, his song is about a raindrop who might end up as the blood of a tree or something, like tree blood. It was funny. We laughed heartily. Anyway, the song I'm going to play by him is called Social Anxiety. And then for Tanya Iyer, she has long songs and long song titles. So the one I'm going to play is What Can We Grow That We Can't See From Here? Yes. Long song titles. So firstly, Pompey with... and he's Pompey and Tanya, whichever, actually live together, and he is in her band. So it was all... that was cool too. So here we go.
Thank you to everybody who talked to me tonight. I was alone at a show. I was hoping that I might run into somebody that I know who'd want to talk to me. Maybe they would even welcome me into their conversation. I was lucky. In the end, I found some friends. They asked me about me, and I asked them about them. I had fun. I am happy that I went out. I almost stayed at home. Like that too, taking two puffs of something I'm allowed, and played guitar till I lose sight of all the ways I'm comfortable, that nothing can hurt me here. I am home, I am safe as long as I don't
disappear into worrying about myself and hoping that I don't die. I'll be hoping that I don't die until the day that I die. But I have fun. I have fun. I'm not dying. I'm pretty sure.
So
Yes, so last night was very different than the previous nights where it was all just loud. Well, not just loud. I mean, it was musical too, but it was very atmospheric, and I needed the rest. It was a sit-down show. So, yes, that was Pompey with social anxiety. I had a chat with him and said, yeah, I played that song actually last week and it kind of fit. And then Tanya Iyer with, oh my goodness, What Can We Grow That We Can't See From Here? Okay, so that's the end of my spring reverb. It's still going on right now. Bedouin Soundclash is playing at the Broom Factory, but the thought of, it was impossible for me to find 2 hours to pre-record this show. So, something completely different. I was thinking about records that I haven't played for a while, and I pulled up Sick Days. That's how it's spelled. There are three I's. Sick Days by Pew Pew Pew. And I'm going to play a song called Trooper Cover Band. And then, I'm going to play the band themselves, Trooper, with Raise a Little Hell. I had planned to play the original 45 that is in my own personal collection, but I pulled it out of the sleeve and there's a chip out of, obviously not a corner because it's a circle, but you get the idea. There's a chip out of it. I don't know how that happened. I'm sad. I guess that's why some people don't like records anymore. Although 45s just came in that little paper sleeve, so there's no protection. Anyway, so, push the button, take off the cue. So, Pew 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 with Trooper Cover Band, and follow that up with Trooper themselves and Raise a Little Hell. Now that's on a CD, so it's going to be chaos, but cross our fingers.
Just a few minutes more. Yeah.
put on the roller skates, go to skate country, that orange plastic skating surface with the brown and orange patterned carpet. The memories. So that was Pew 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 with Trooper Cover Band from the album Sick Days. It's actually a pretty cool album. It's blue, more turquoise, I guess. And the Trooper, Raise the Little Hell, that's from that, I mentioned it once before, four CD collection I have from the 25th anniversary of the Juno Awards, I think it was. So, yeah, maybe, I've got 2 hours to kill. I mean, 2 hours to fill. 2 hours to treat you with music. Perhaps delve further into that for a CD set, because there's some interesting stuff on there. What next? Oh, so some more fresh vinyl. I mean, I've played these guys a lot because I really like them. Maud Lang, the album, came in the mail this week. The album's called Borrowed Time. It's a lovely, if you're old enough to remember your Crayola crayons, it's a blue-green, maybe green-blue, somewhere in between those two. It's a lovely, lovely looking album. And I'm going to play In Advance. Then, after that, I'm going to play a couple of brand spankers. One I was advised of by the Bandcamp, Dumb Crush has another single out. It's called Heaven's Got a Dog. It's pretty short, so that's cool. And then it was on the Earshot Distro. And I saw this band called Limestone Chorus, and I said, that sounds Kingston-y. But no, they're from St. Catharines. But they have a song called Florence that's was released the 26th, which was 5 days ago, I guess. It sounded pretty cool, so I downloaded that, so I'm going to play that. So, Maud Lang, Dumb Crush, Limestone Chorus. Here we go.
Watching for a reason not to call this morning.
So that was pretty cool, right? Limestone Chorus, a song called Florence. I believe it's in reference to Firenze, the city in Italy, because they mentioned the Medicis, etc. What did their bio say? They're alt folk or something, whatever that really means. It was that, whatever that was, that I don't know. I liked it. I thought, yeah, that's cool. Even though it's not Limestone City Limestone, I'll still play it. Because why not? And before that, Dumb Crush with Haven't Got a Dog. Heaven's Got a Dog. Sorry. And before that, Maud Lang in Advance with the spiffy greenish vinyl record. So, tis I, in case you've forgotten, DJ Tangent here on Numbers with Wings on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Nearing the end of the second hour of the new. And, well, improved? I don't know. Oh, wow. Oh, man. Hang on. Sorry. I'm fighting with the Scottish technology here. Okay. So, for the show, I have an Instagram profile. numberswithwings_CFRC. And stuff appears in reels and whatnot, because that's where I get my info, because I'm of a certain age. So something came up from BBC Classical Music, which kind of, this is classical? I mean, I know I'm old, but geez. And it was titled, Here Are 15 Badly Underrated American Bands. And I thought, huh, let's check it out. So, you know, the usual, the Posies. But number two, Wire Train. I actually have this album, and it's just to my left there. So what does it say? San Francisco's Wire Train occupied a strange space between jangle pop, gotta love the jangle pop, and post-punk, producing melodic, emotionally intelligent songs that never quite aligned with dominant MTV aesthetics. Their 1983 single, Chamber of Hellos, perfectly captures this distinctive lane. There's more. Shimmering, propulsive, and slightly melancholic, the track is emblematic of their understated approach. By blending chiming guitars with the brooding, unvarnished new wave sensibility, they created a visceral alternative anthem that remains a hidden gem of 80s college rock. Well, I was in university in the 80s. Yeah, when it came out, 1984. Well, I might still be in high school. The album is called Chamber of Hellos. And it's kind of funny, some of their later videos, to watch them, where they're, they don't look particularly dated, because, I mean, a Telecaster, right? You could be any year. But that they're smoking, kind of goes, oh, that seems weird. Anyway, so I'm going to play that. Chamber of Hellos. Hello. Then Big Star. I don't have a Big Star album, I really should. Death, don't know them. The Caves Growing, Morphine, Meat Puppets. I have one of their songs kicking around somewhere on a playlist. 13th Floor Elevators from the 60s and 70s. Yeah, that's cool stuff. The psychedelic stuff. You're Gonna Miss Me. Parquet Courts. Spirit, which their song, I Got a Line on You. I know that one. The Walkman. Okay. X, I did. They don't pick the same X album that I own, so I didn't play X, Uncle Tupelo. Yeah, I really like Sun Volt and the other people that came into that one, so I should check that out. But we're getting there. Number 13, The Dream Syndicate, who I played a song of theirs last week, Out of the Gray, and I found out the next day, of course, always the next day, on the Instagram that it was the 40th anniversary of that particular album being released, because I didn't even say on the show that it was from 1986. So I'm going to play a song by the Dream Syndicate. Now, here's what they have to say. A cornerstone of the Paisley Underground scene. You may recall from my original promo that I was going to do that kind of stuff, so here we go. The Dream Syndicate fused Velvet Underground influence with West Coast haze. Their 1982 masterpiece, Tell Me When It's Over, remains a masterclass in drone rock dynamics. Hypnotic and emotionally restrained, the track captures a kind of beautiful inertia through Steve Wynn's cool delivery and Carl Percota's jagged, feedback-laced guitar soloing. It brilliantly redefined the Los Angeles sound by trading sunshine for dark, neo-psychedelic atmosphere. And the album is, Days of Wine and Roses. I have a guitar pedal, the Steve Wynn signature one that's like the album cover. It has two distortion pedals and one on either side, but the Roses side stopped working. And I'd have to send to Denmark to get it fixed, so I'm not sure about that. Anyway, enough talking. So first, Wire Train. Chamber of Fellows. And then Tell Me When It's Over by the Dream Syndicate. So, away we go. Oops. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Ah, yes. Carl. Gotta love that one-note guitar solo. It's just a D. Wee, wee. Anyway, so that was Wire Train, Chamber of Hellos, and the Dream Syndicate, Tell Me When It's Over. So, just about out of time already. Julian's up next with Ye Olde Jukebox. 3 hours of stuff, music, talk, all kinds of interesting stuff. I'm going to leave you. I'll be back next week, 2 hours worth. Whew. I'll try and do a better promo in the interim, because that last one, I sound like I'm half dead. Anyway, this is a song that popped up on Ye Olde Bandcamp in the car the other day. It's by Jets Overhead from Ordinary Dreamers Rarities and Demos Volume 1, and it is called Rock and Roll, and it is the demo. So I'm going to leave you with most of it. So until next week, this has been DJ Tangent, Numbers with Wings, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. See ya.